This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thank you very much, John. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for inviting me. Neil was just saying to me, how long has York had international provision, and why has it built up in that way? And I said, well, we have very, very strong links with Norway. We have significant numbers of students coming to study it. He said, why? I said, well, it probably dates back to the Vikings, and there is a clear historic link there, I think. Anyway, that's irrelevant for today. I'm going to talk about the reputation of FE in international markets from my perspective as the chair of the FE Reputation Group. And I'm going to do this in three bits, if you like. I'm going to have a look at where we stand reputationally, internationally as FE provision, then what others do and where they stand, and then perhaps some lessons to learn from that. The FE Reputation Group has been around for some time. I'm hesitant a bit because these slides aren't looking like the slides I had, and so I'm just hoping that they're the same. But we've been around for some time. We've been working for some years on really the national reputation of FE. And key to our job is disseminating the latest research. And more recently, we've been looking at international reputation. Our group is made up of members of a variety of organisations. We're not a closed shop. Anyone can join us. We sit around the table and we take forward key elements of reputational work for the sector. And when we started to look at international reputation, we find a number of interesting things about FE. Most of the interesting aspects is what we don't know, actually, rather than what we do know. About half colleges work internationally in one way or another, and the reputation of individual institutions is high. And there's quite a bit of reputational measurement going on by individual colleges, but very little benchmarking. I'll talk about that a bit later on. We've pretty much no idea about training providers. They do work overseas, but actually it's very difficult to get visibility on their reputations, which may be something the sector might want to look at. And the AOC is a key influence here on its work on reputation that we'll have a look at in a moment. So about 160 colleges have work internationally, and for some colleges that's significant. For some colleges it stacks up to millions of pounds of income. We've got award-winning provision nationally. There's best practice in Healing and West Hammersmith. We know we've got Beacon College award winners here today. And we've got thousands and thousands of international students studying at our colleges. But that doesn't mean to say that we know a lot about reputation. And the AOC, in partnership with other organisations, has been doing some work on this. And the findings are really quite interesting if you haven't seen these before. And I think they should be used to inform the way we tackle raising the reputation of FE in our international work. The AOC, working with partners, looked at 43 FE colleges and about 1,500 students. And in 2010, what they found was 87% were satisfied or better with their experience in colleges. That's actually higher than international student satisfaction with HE, in HE institutions. So that in itself should be something that we are using to boost our reputation internationally. But actually, we're not using it currently. So there's a little bit of work to do there. And 41% chose UK colleges because of the reputation of the country's education system, whatever that means. But that should be something that we are also looking at in terms of how we're promoting our reputation abroad. And the US was our main competitor. And we'll come to that a little bit later, because there is work we can do to actually position ourselves more strongly in the market. Why did international students choose the college they're studying at? Well, they made judgments about the quality of teaching. So we need to work out how those judgments are being made. Obviously, our websites are key to that. How are we promoting the quality of teaching that's going on in our institutions? Because clearly that's the key indicator. They're looking at Ofsted reports. They're looking at league tables. They're looking at any information they can get to indicate how good, how strong the quality of teaching is, which means that we may wish to have a look at our website to see if we are really flagging that up on our websites. They're looking at the institution's reputation. They're looking at the qualifications. They're looking at the research, which may be an issue for FE colleges if we don't have a strong research portfolio. And interestingly, of all the influences on an international student's choice, parents are the biggest. And yet many of our college websites have absolutely nothing for parents. And perhaps that's something we also ought to have a look at. In terms of advocates, only a third, less than a third, would actively advocate or actively encourage people to apply to an FE college for their international experience. It's obviously advocacy work that we need to do. So there are some key lessons there about where we structure our information for students, where we structure it on our website, how we market our reputations. And I think that's very important for us to consider. How do parents make the judgment? Well, we'll come to that now. Parents make the judgment around living cost, accommodation cost. Parents make the judgment about the welcome. And very interestingly, when the survey that was done in 2010 was repeated in 2011, things had changed. And again, that's something we need to look at when we're looking at reputation with our international students. Satisfaction had fallen from 87% to 84%. Not a big fall, but it's taking us nearer the HE levels of satisfaction. People are less satisfied with accommodation costs and living costs, and advocacy levels fell as well. Now, that could be the price of living rising. I expect it, that's what it is. And the reputation of the college in choice making fell to 17%. So there's something strange going on out there with reputation and the way students are making those choices. It's partly because students are making the choices via other organisations. They may be choosing the college that they're studying at because the university that they want to go on to study at is advising them to apply to the college first. So there is something shifting there, and I think it's important to have a look at your relationship or college's relationships with the HEI that they're partnering with to see if that relationship is still as strong as it might be. Learning support, the support students get, is also not as strong as in HE, which is a surprise because many of us sell ourselves around the support we give to individual international students. And yet, we're not as strong as HE. So perhaps we need to have a look at that too. If we were going to improve reputation abroad, if we're going to improve advocacy, then clearly we need to start at home. And the indicators from the survey are that if we're going to improve the reputation of our name with the students that are coming to us, we need to improve the organisation and smooth running of the courses. We need to check that the, you know, Mr. Shopper work, the international student experience, is it smoothly running? Is it organised well? We need to have a look at work experience, work placements. That's a key indicator. People want to improve their employability. So how are we supporting them to do that? Are your courses offering employability opportunities? We need to improve the inclusivity. We need to break down those barriers. I know at York College we're working very hard on that, trying to break the barriers down between international students and the home students, and making sure that they feel comfortable working and learning and living in the community. Subject area expertise is key. Students need to know that they're working with very well qualified experts in their field, and we need to have a look at how we're building the professional development and promoting that. Social activities are also important. And surprisingly, and I notice in The Guardian today, there's a league table of universities around sustainability and greenness. And surprisingly, international students want to know how eco-friendly we are, which is, you know, a real surprise, and yet is very important. It's possibly to do with litter. It's possibly to do with the understanding of international students about green technologies. Perhaps their awareness is higher than ours, but that's quite a surprise. Welcome, are they welcomed? Are they looked after? Is food good? The survey responses on food, you can imagine some of the comments. And accommodation, is that right? Because actually those are really important indicators for international students, and it's so easy for them to email or use the websites, use Facebook to tell people how awful our food is, how awful our accommodation is. I'm clearly not talking about York College at that point, but it's important. And we do need to have a look at how we're using the internet around these key messages. We're making assumptions about what international students and their parents and their advocates want to know about us. And if you cross-match college websites with what people want to know, they don't always sit very comfortably together. Now, only 85% applied to us because of the reputation of our system. And ultimately, they're wanting to know how well we teach and what their employability is going to be like. But how do we compare internationally? Do we know how we compare internationally? Well, actually, we know that universities, sorry, this is a bit of a cluttered slide, but I'm sure you can read it later. Universities do a lot of work on international comparisons. They have their university league tables that are used very, very proactively. They benchmark, they cross-match, they look at improvements. And actually, if you look at the trends from 2009, key indicators have risen and satisfaction is rising. Language support up to 85% from 77%, for example. Overall student satisfaction has risen up 8% over the past 6 or so years. Cost of living is rising. It's still low, but it's rising. So university students are increasingly satisfied. It's the opposite trend to FE students. We need to think about that. Universities have very clear rankings. We know there's the top 10. And we know that University of Cambridge, University of Oxford is in there. But we also know our other universities across the UK are very, very well placed for international work. And we know that international students use those league tables. And so that's something for us to think about. And we also know that the HEIs, the universities, are buying, they're using independent international student surveys, and they're publishing them on their websites. And they're actively indicating where they sit and the percentage of students who are satisfied. FE colleges do nothing like that. And perhaps we at least ought to use the information we've got to make some statements about student satisfaction. We also know that countries and our international friendly policies or otherwise encourage or otherwise students to visit us. The British Council has also done some work on this and have sort of put their own league table together based on how friendly or otherwise a country is for study abroad. And the league table is very interesting. The US, even though the US is the leader in international education, it doesn't feature anywhere. Well, it doesn't, sorry, it does, but it doesn't feature in the top 5, and we are higher. than the US. And I think that's very, very interesting. Germany is top. Australia, Britain, China, Malaysia are the top five for international friendly policies. Yet, do we say that on our websites? Do we promote that internationally? Actually, no, we don't. And actually, we probably should. Germany is much more internationally friendly to students. First of all, there are more courses in English. It subsidizes fees. Interestingly, it's at the same rate as home students. Think about that. That's, you know, very, very interesting from our HE perspective, I think. It promotes its own students traveling abroad. It encourages at least half of its own university students to spend a year abroad. It monitors campuses abroad to secure the quality of provision. And it allows foreign students to work in Germany. So it's much more friendly than many other countries. But we're third, and perhaps we should do something to really publicise that. So there's some questions, I think, for us as FE colleges and the FE sector as to how we can, you know, with a little bit of effort, promote our reputation work. We can promote the fact that we are very strong in our reputation in terms of the country and its policies towards international study. We can work on our student satisfaction surveys. And there are some questions. Should we have, I mean, actually, I don't really like league tables, but should we have an FE college ranking system, an international FE college ranking system, which allowed us to say X college is in the top 10 of colleges internationally for provision? Should we have that? Should we systematically survey training providers about their international work and get an understanding of the quality? Because that's a reputational issue for us. If the quality is strong, that's good. If the quality is not so strong, then we need to know that too. What about education and training provided by the voluntary sector? That's part of the FE system. Perhaps we need to have a look at that. And we're certainly missing opportunities to boost reputational influence of FE on an individual institution basis. And if there's one thing that I think we all ought to do is go back home and have a look at our websites and see if they tally with what the international students is wanting to find out. The AOC is working on this. It's already acknowledging that more needs to be done. This is a quote from the AOC. I did try to abbreviate it, but there we are. Can again read it. But they are working on it, and they're working on the international kite mark. An international kite mark is not exactly the same as an international benchmark or an international league table, but perhaps it's a step in the right direction. And there are other opportunities for FE. Perhaps we need to look at our vocational expertise and really promote and push FE's provision in India. Build on our home reputation for vocational work in India, as the AOC is doing. Perhaps we also need to have a look at our partnerships with our HEIs. Now the HE landscape is changing. Off-the-shelf degrees could be an interesting proposition for international students coming to study in our FE colleges. Maybe even the branding of the word institute. I was talking to York University's the other day, and they said that actually we should rebrand ourselves to be York College an institute, because an international students would see that as a very positive brand. That came as a surprise to me. It's something we're going to test out. And we certainly should use the high levels of student satisfaction in our own marketing and reputational work, because it's something that is very much hidden under a bushel. So lots of opportunities, lots of things to think about. Depends where your individual organisation is. And I suppose that's it. And I've kept to my 20 minutes spot on. I hope you realise that. And I'm happy to take questions, but probably at the end is probably the right place. Thank you very much.